College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Get us on the free Odyssey app. Watch us on YouTube. Oh, do we have a lot of stuff to speak to and talk about and pick the brain of the man down in Florida. He's internationally known to rock the microphone. He'll chop it up, he'll break it down, and he will question the answers and answer the questions, usually. Tony Bruno is with us. And he's got a good tan going this morning.
Wow.
Look at that guy.
Oh, come on.
Woo.
Come on. I went to Clearwater. And by the way, do you know this story?
I do.
I went to the Phillies game, drove up with our buddies Jack and Ruth from over in Mount Holly, New Jersey, are visiting. So I said, let's take a ride up to Clearwater, Florida, and watch a Phillies game. Phillies and Blue Jays. It was a beautiful day for baseball in Clearwater. So the great John Brazier got us four tickets. We're sitting right behind the Phillies dugout. And then I find out later, because I'm tweeting all this different stuff and pictures of people walking around, so many great friends there, Cindy Webster. Everybody was there. Jim Eisenreich, the big Darren Dalton weekend.
Yep.
And then later on, Rich Cioli tweets me and says, why didn't you tell me you were here? He was actually sitting four rows behind us in the same section, but he said he didn't want to tweet anything because he was with his dad and son and was just laying low watching the game. Meanwhile, I'm getting nice. Up. I'm going over to the tiki bar. We're buying more gigantic beers, spending thousands of dollars on cheesesteaks and beers and vodka drinks and whiskey drinks. And Rich Cioli was like, laying low. How do you lay low in Clearwater, Florida on a beautiful day for baseball?
That is remarkable because I texted Cioli on Saturday and I said happy birthday and I forgot his birthday was actually Sunday. He didn't respond back to me until Sunday and he said thank you and he said, by the way, Tony Bruno and I were in the same section of the ballpark and we didn't even realize we were next to each other. And I'm thinking, wow, we got two schifozos down in Florida, 5 yards apart. They don't know they're there together. It's unbelievable.
Well, I knew I was there. I didn't know he was there. Because I mean, a lot of the local sports shows were going down and doing shows live. You know, the WIP guys, they were doing shows there during the week. I didn't know Rich Cioli was going down there. Did you know?
No.
Why is he going to Florida on a Saturday? Not that there's anything wrong with going to Florida on a Saturday morning when it was like 30 degrees up there. It's a beautiful day. But anyway, enough about Cioli. I mean, that's an outrage. How can that happen?
I agree.
How can I see my bald head like three rows in front of him? God's sake.
All right, let's get your thoughts. Yesterday's debacle. So Robert Hur has decided that Joe Biden probably can't stand trial, but he can serve another term. Your thoughts on the whole fiasco yesterday on Capitol Hill?
Well, the good thing about these things that go on all day is I don't have to watch them. I just watch the clips.
Yep.
And, Nadler. So Nadler's reading, and then this woman comes up and whispers in his ear. As he was asking the question, there was a woman who came over twice and whispered something in his ear about what he was supposed to answer. Listen, these are all dog and pony shows. And the great thing about how it went. By the way, I liked Hur's potato chips. Was he there too?
No.
From Hur?
That's a different Hur.
Yes, not Tommy Hur, the former Philly second baseman. But not Ben Hur, which I think is coming up again. Doesn't that come up every year during the Easter season?
Yeah.
Lent?
That's a good
Ben
point.
I know they show the Ten Commandments. We'll watch that next weekend when the Final Four is getting ready to get underway. Anyway, listen, it's a joke. We know what happened. The Democrats don't want. And then, what's his name? Farticus. What's that guy's name?
Adam Schiff?
No, the other guy. The other guy, the Chinese spy, Fang Fang guy.
Oh, Fang Fang.
Oh, Swalwell.
Yeah, Eric Swalwell throws up a video of Trump's misspeaks. And it had nothing to do with it. So everything has to be about Trump. When this was an investigation, as you mentioned, by a guy who was supposed to look into, charges against. They could look at every Trump investigation is legit and he's got to go to jail and can't be on the ballot and can't run for president. But if there's an investigation into Biden, who, by the way, was getting $8 million by a ghostwriter to write a book. And then the biggest takeaway from that, forget all the other people talking and what they were saying. is the fact that there was an audio file by the ghostwriter, and that was put into a spam folder and deleted. So the actual audio of all of this cannot be heard because they got rid of the evidence. And so while they're reading transcripts and they're trying to interpret what the transcript is saying, what happens? The audio, which could prove exactly what was going on, has disappeared, just like the laptop and the hammers and the bleach bit. Not the bleach that Trump told everybody to drink a couple of years ago. I mean, anything bleach related, you know, that's what's going on here. So listen, these hearings are a joke. And I'm a loser now. Dr. Claw says Tony is a loser.
What?
No, it's
Mr.
yeah.
Claw.
He's it's a troll, dude.
I know he's a troll.
He was
my
calling me a
teeth
loser.
Are in. Look, I got beautiful here, man.
He was calling beautiful teeth.
He was calling me a loser during the cut sheet thing.
We're all losers.
Why is Dr. Claw listening?
We let all people. Yeah.
No, I don't mind if he rips me.
We love doctors. Dr. Evil, Dr. J.
Wow.
Dr. Vinnie Boombatz, of
yeah.
course, who was
exactly right.
Rodney Dangerfield's doctor. Remember? Mm-hmm. My yeah. doctor, Dr. Vinnie Boombatz.
There you go.
Anyway, let's get it back yeah. to whatever the hell we were talking about.
Let me get your
completely support here in Florida. Of course, the big story is strippers
oh, yes.
now must be 21 years of age.
Yeah.
And if you're 18 and you're a stripper, so I'm going to get a job. Ron DeSantis today will appoint me the
Mustard.
Official strip club monitor. I will be going in and checking IDs.
Thank God.
And I hate calling them strip clubs because that's demeaning.
Demeaning.
These are yeah. gentlemen's clubs.
Absolutely.
You notice it went from strip club to gentlemen's club?
Exactly.
Yeah. So I'm going to go into every gentleman's club every
yep.
day. Ask for IDs, and the line down here will be 18 will get you 15. Because if you're 18 years old and you're caught in a gentleman's club,
yep.
you are subject to 15 years in jail.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
Hey.
That's crazy.
I think it's ridiculous.
What are you in for?
To be honest.
I was an 18-year-old stripper.
I was working the pole and making it rain.
Meantime, the newcomer killers, they just let them back.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, newcomer killers are fine. But like another thing, it's like to me, if you're 18 and you want to do that as a female or a male, because there's male exotic dancers out there
yeah.
as well. My whole thing, you know what? If you're old enough to vote, if you're old enough to go to battle for your country and die, you're old enough to dance and be a stripper. You can have your genitals cut off with gender reassignment surgery. To me, 18, just open up the floodgates, let everybody do whatever they want.
Exactly. If you're old enough to be soon to be drafted to fight in all these wars going on and go to Haiti and get the cannibals out of the way before they come into this country. I mean, cannibalism in Haiti.
Yeah.
I wonder if Clinton's going to go down there and, you know, have some, you know, a couple of nice extra well done limbs down there from the cannibals.
Yeah. How do you like your limbs, Tony? Medium rare?
I like mine. You know, I've never had human flesh.
Right.
No. But
yeah.
I heard it's not good. You know what I mean? It's nothing tastes like chicken from what I'm hearing. I don't know what kind of barbecue sauce Mr. Barbecue puts on it.
Oh.
To me, I could never, even if I'm in the Andes and I'm with my soccer team
yeah.
and we crash and we or the Donner Party.
There
can you
go.
Imagine? And these people
yeah.
are doing it intentionally. It's not like they're starving for food.
Yep.
I don't
yep.
understand this whole thing. Do you?
No.
Chase.
I don't understand any of it. I just report back and give my opinion. Let me get your thoughts on this. I said this earlier this morning. We had a COVID story come up. And
yep.
last night was the four-year anniversary of Rudy Gobert of the Utah Jazz testing positive for COVID. They shut the NBA down after that. All hell broke loose. Hockey
yep.
was done. There was no March Madness. Timeline-wise, and you would know better than me, you and Harry Mays had started a satellite radio show together
Correct.
On the Dan Patrick channel. And if I recall correctly, you were doing the show when sports were completely shut down because of COVID, correct?
Yes, and that's why they hired me at SiriusXM. They said, hey, there's no sports, and the guys who run Sirius, and I've been on Sirius multiple times with different networks, and they said, if there's anybody I want on my air when there's no sports to talk about, it's Tony Bruno. So they hired me. We built a studio in my house in South Philly. You know, we had Harry. We had a bunch of people working there. I mean, we had like six or seven people working on the show. We got a contract. We had all kinds of revenue coming in. And then Deadspin happened.
Yep.
Deadspin.
And now they're dead.
And nobody was more happy. I know they showed Barstool's the Spool Presidente popping champagne, laying in his pool here and down in Miami across the state. I was popping champagne, too. Because when we talk about all the people, the young kid out there in Kansas City, the Chiefs fan who they claimed was a racist because they showed the wrong side of his face.
Yep.
That kid, hopefully now the Deadspin is dead. and is being bought by, and all those people have been justifiably fired. I'm outraged because we talk about all the victims of Deadspin and their clickbait and their attack on people to try to take them out. I was one of the people taken out, and I know the kid is going to sue, and his family is going to get gazillions of dollars because he had the entire country supporting him because of that hit job by, what's the guy's name, Karan something?
Karan Butler.
That dude. Karan Phillips. Yeah, Karan Butler, you know, played a lot in the NBA, and the Sixers could use him right now, even though he's 60 years old, because the Sixers stink on ice. But that's another story for another time. So then Deadspin comes after me, writes this hit piece, and then they kept sending it out to all these media sources. And what happened? 2 days later, they call me, DraftKings call me, one of my sponsors. Obviously, the serious people said, hey, we can't have you on the air. I thought they were going to take me off for a couple of days after this lying. And if you read the piece, look it up. Now I've been labeled a racist as a result of this. And so it cost me my job, my last really good-paying job. And it also cost like five or six other people their jobs. And so that's the outrage, and that's why I'm dancing on the graves of every no good crumb creep coward bum.
You're a
lost
creep.
Their job. Everybody who lost their jobs, I want you to never be able to work again.
You're a
anywhere.
Crumb creep.
Thank you. No, they're crumb creep cowards. And by the way, speaking of crumb creep, Jim Kenney was in Clearwater the day before I got there. Yes. And a lot of the fans who listened to my show said, hey, they sent me the picture. Jim Kenney was at the Phillies game last Friday, walking around carrying a beer, of course, because he is he's a lush. And I knew I could tell he was a lush by just looking at him.
I know a lush when I see one, and you're a lush.
Exactly right, Mr. Mayor. And so I'm saying, boy, I hope Jim Kenney is there Saturday. Because he was there Friday, walking around. And you notice he ran away from Philadelphia, and where did he come? To Florida. He's down here in Florida while all of the results of his horrific 8-year reign of terror in Philadelphia, they're all left behind. All of his work has been left behind, and he comes down to Florida. If I see Jim Kenney, I will have him physically removed from my state. I will call Governor DeSantis. I'll get the National Guard. I'll get my Lee County Sheriff's Department, the Cape Coral Police, the Clearwater Police, and any other police, and the state police, to go in and physically remove Jim Kenney from the state of Florida, ladies and gentlemen. You have my personal guarantee. I'm going to even call Aaron Rodgers, who I believe will be the next vice president of the United States. I'm telling everybody right now on that RFK story.
Yep.
You heard what he said. I have an exclusive comment from Aaron Rodgers on the RFK Jr. choosing him as a potential running mate in his third party run.
Five letters here.
Yes.
R-E-L-A-X.
Relax.
Come on, relax.
There you go. Look at you providing the audio.
Well, you know, now I'm fully locked in again. I got all my equipment working. It's time to get serious, kids.
Yes.
There's no more playtime here. It's time to get down to the business, as
That's
Jose
right.
would say on What Up Wednesday.
We're 7 months out from the election, Tony. We got to dial it in here. We got to stay super focused.
You know what's good about both candidates, both of the front runners, clinching now. They're no longer the presumptive nominees. Mm-hmm. I mean, Trump and Joe Biden both clinched last night, right?
That's correct.
Right? Can we stop talking about elections now until November? Can we stop talking about all this
stuff?
Maybe
we spent 2 hours talking about Trump v. DeSantis.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that clip.
Well, I tell you what, though, Tony. The Aaron Rodgers thing is great, but, lost in all of it and forgotten in it is another icon of my youth. You got Jesse the Body Ventura, who's the former governor of Minnesota.
Yeah, but he's a battered performer at this stage. And listen, as a guy who also is in his 70s and is considered a battered performer after all these years in the industry, Jesse the Body Ventura. I mean, I remember when he was the governor of Minnesota, remember?
Yeah.
He was a fiery guy. Now he's pretty much shot.
Yeah.
At least Aaron Rodgers will bring some juice to the table. And now all of a sudden that RFK Jr. will be the most hated guy in the media, because the media hates Aaron Rodgers because he spoke his mind.
Yep.
And so imagine if that happens. And let's be honest, if RFK Jr. picks either one of those guys, does his candidacy look legitimate to anybody?
No, that's what Greg said in the first hour. It looks like a joke.
It does look like a joke, and I think he's a serious guy, and I know there's a lot of things that each candidate has that's hanging over their heads, but why would you even think about a stunt like that?
Yeah.
How is he going to win any votes?
Yeah.
You know, and I know the thing is, well, who gets the votes of RFK Jr. if he actually is allowed to get votes? because he's not in the primary, so we're going to talk about the general, right? He'd have to get into the general elections back in, down in November, so I don't know what's going to happen, but to me, that's just did anybody check RFK Jr. to confirm that he actually said that?
That's what I thought. That's what I thought.
Is there anybody confirm, or this is just something somebody threw against the wall?
It's from the New York Times. You take
so it must be true.
So it must be true. Speaking of battered performers and whether you have any juice left or not, let's get down to business here as NFL free agency is underway and the Philadelphia Eagles signed former Penn State running back and former Lehigh Valley Whitehall kid Saquon Barkley. Tony Bruno, I say if he's healthy, this is a home run. Your thoughts?
I mean, I like the signing, but yesterday I was in the Lowe's down here and doing some research and buying some stuff for Lowe's, and there was a guy that worked there who was on a forklift truck, and he had an Eagles hat on.
Oh.
So I said, this is where I put my journalism hat on. So I brought out my fedora with a little press thing on the front, you know, the ones where you had the press thing,
yeah.
And when you're a real journalist, like what was the guy, Jimmy Olsen in Superman?
Yeah.
Wasn't he the Cub reporter?
He was.
And yeah. I went in and I said,
Lois Lane.
Are you an Eagles fan? He said, you're damn right I am. I said, what do you think of the Saquon Barkley trade acquisition? He said, I don't like it. I said, why? Guy gets hurt. And the point that he made that I think a lot of Eagles fans will make is that he's injury prone. Listen, I think he's still a stud, and the Eagles obviously paid. But remember, $26 million is guaranteed. So he's basically getting, you know, $12 million a year, a little over that, $24, $26 million guaranteed. The three-year contract, that's a wash. They can get rid of him after 2 years or after 1 year, for all that matter. He's just getting a guaranteed check. That's that's the number to look at in all these free agent signings.
Yep.
But the bottom line is this. If he does, say he does get hurt a couple of games into the season, what will happen to every sports station in Philadelphia, every sports show in the world? See? They had DeAndre Swift. He played the entire season.
Yep.
And now they got this guy who's injury prone. And now who are they going to use? And then the other thing is that now Jalen Hurts is under the radar because he was out at the Vanity Fair party at the Academy Awards over the weekend.
Oh.
So now Howard Eskin's posting pictures of Jalen Hurts, LeBron James, and you know all of these other celebrities. And so you know what that's going to lead to? It's going to lead to, why is Jalen Hurts out at an Oscar party?
He's not taking his job seriously.
When he could be out there throwing footballs in the parking lot with kids.
6-1-0.
You know, he could be giving his jersey like Mean Joe Green did in the Pepsi Coca-Cola commercial 50 years ago.
Yes.
It's the off-season, people.
Yes.
It's the off-season.
Eagles.
Jalen Hurts is a muckety-muck. Listen, I don't like LeBron James either. But, you know, when you're Jalen Hurts and you're making the big cash, you go out to the Oscars and you hang out. By the way, what was Jalen Hurts wearing? Who was he wearing, you know? I want to know. You know, because we know what the women are wearing. It's like hefty bags of all different sizes. But when they ask the men, who are you wearing tonight? Nick, who are you wearing when you go out this weekend?
I'm wearing more than John Cena was, I can tell you that. That I can guarantee you.
Woo!
My God. Tony Bruno, fired up and ready to go. Looking good. He's got his mid-March tan. He's ready for the tournament. He's ready for more spring training baseball.
I'm ready for the bubble. Where are my bubble machine, Robin? I have my bubble machine here. She took it away from me.
Good.
Because we have a bubble watch going on, Nick. I don't know if you know this. And yes, I agree with you about your guy, the great Alabama coach. Basically looking like a hypocrite yesterday in front of
Saban.
Congress.
Yeah, he looked bad. I never thought I'd see Saban and Ted Cruz sitting 2 feet apart. But here
we
were yesterday.
Watch the bubbles now.
Look at that.
We got a bubble watch here in Southwest Florida. Of course, it's only going to be 80 degrees today, but I just want everybody to know
YouTube.
The bubbles are flying, man. We got the bubbles.
YouTube.com/@1210WPHD. Please hit the subscribe button and hit the follow button.
Tony,
like the show.
Yep.
When you go to a Florida strip club, you got to bring the bubble machine with you.
Oh, I will.
Yeah.
I'm going to make it rain. I'm going to have. Who doesn't love bubbles? Let's be honest.
Exactly.
Who does not love bubbles? Bubbles makes everybody happy. I don't mean bubbles on the side stage. I'm talking about like bubbles. Bubble machines.
I think Bubbles is Joe's pet name for Jill.
Oh, God, man.
Hey, Bubbles. Because as you know,
I don't want to picture that.
His wife's a Philly girl.
I don't want to picture that.
Yeah. All right, we're having way too much fun. Let's get serious here.
All right, I know what's coming up for you, Nick. I know what you're thinking right now.
I got to get your thoughts
I know what you're thinking right now.
Oh, man.
How many days till the Masters?
29, Tone. The azaleas are blooming.
29 days.
I just want to take a trip down Magnolia Lane one day.
To the Masters.
Let's go to Amen Corner. Isn't that too religious? They have to change the name.
Yeah,
of
they should cancel
corner.
That. It screams
canceled.
Religion.
You can't have something.
I agree.
You can't have a religious connotation.
Yeah.
You have to separate golf from religion.
Yes.
And you cannot have Amen Corner.
That's right.
At the Masters. I think it's time to get Deadspin back up and call for the cancellation of Amen Corner or any religious connotations involved in the sports world. We will not stand for that.
Yes. Tony Bruno.
Let's go to,
live in the tower at 16.
All right,
look at you. That's good stuff. Hey, on a serious note, last thing, because I know you're obviously a Mr. Philadelphia. Dawn has had so many stories in the last week about all of these shootings at SEPTA involving students, and we've got four suspects arrested. Kathy Hochul in New York has said they are deploying National Guards to the mass transit in New York, but in the last couple of days, 4 or 5 days or so, Shapiro here in Pennsylvania has said we will not do that in Philadelphia just yet. I don't know what else they're waiting for, because I mean, we're seeing the crossfire now where people, you have adults going to work that end up in a crossfire, or adults that are in the intended target. And as we know, in Philadelphia, school children ride SEPTA because we don't have school buses in Philadelphia for the kids.
Exactly. And then, you know, when I'm on social media, Tony Bruno Nation, by the way, if you'd like to follow, and I would appreciate the follows, you know, I always tweet about the Philadelphia stuff. Steve Keeley, we've got some people in Philly who really report the crimes, but there's a faction of the population, and it's mostly the younger hipster types, you know, sounding like the old man yelling, you know, at the clouds. But they are. These are the people who don't want, they want everything to be bike lanes. They want 15-minute cities, and they hate everything, but they love public transportation. But they're afraid to point out that public transportation, as much as I love SEPTA, I had a SEPTA senior pass. I rode for free. I would always go down to the sports complex. I'd ride the Broad Street subway, so I'm not anti-public transportation. But when you have a public transportation system that can't go more than an hour without making the news about not enough people showing up for work, or equipment failures, and those things, that's what your job is. Your job as the people in charge of SEPTA, and they're waiting, you know, for more money from Harrisburg for 5 years from now for getting new rail cars. They never worry about fixing the problem now. And then these license plates, all these fake license plates, you got city council people, we got to get these new cameras up there so we can start getting more tickets and revenue from people who go fast on the boulevard. These people are having paper license plates. And then now it's just dawning on them that paper license plates are fake. And so if you write a ticket to a car with a fake license plate, nobody's going to pay it. And then there's the shootouts and all the stuff that's going on. You're seeing now, because it's an election year, in some cities, they are actually now starting to enforce crime. West Coast, other cities, New York's got the National Guard in the subways. Meanwhile, you can walk through security at a TSA if you have no identification and you just came into the country illegally. So those are the things, the common sense things. This isn't about politics. This isn't a left or right thing. The fact that Philadelphia is absolutely awash with daily, and these are like 16, 15, 14, 18-year-old kids with all of these weapons just taking it out on other gang members. This is gang violence. These are retributions. These are retaliation hits.
Mm-hmm.
And then they don't care who they're shooting. I joked about a couple weeks ago, at least when the mafia would go out and take out one of the scoundrels that, you know, messed around with the family, they'd go into a restaurant and, you know, hit the one guy. You know, you take out the one guy who's, you know, who betrayed the family.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not even a mob guy. I hate mob movies. But when you got these kids who are going after one guy and they're spraying the entire school bus outside of a school when kids are getting out, you know, they don't care about collateral damage. And so that's the thing that's scary to me, is that these gang members who are shooting each other and going back and shooting other people, they don't care about who they hit. And so that's the problem in Philly, because the DA doesn't prosecute, nobody goes to jail, and when they do, they're let back out. So
Tony
I
Bruno.
Think it's a problem here, and they're going to start getting serious about it, because it's an election year, and they see what's happening, and they have to. You can't pretend that this isn't happening.
Yeah.
And the hipsters that I mentioned, they're calling this, what's the term they use now? This is fear-mongering.
Yeah.
It's just fear-mongering. It's not really happening.
Tony Bruno, man. Good, Bruno, we got to roll. That was great stuff, man. Ooh. Thank you so much, as always. You were fired up. We'll talk to you next week.
Well, thank you. I got the same stuff. I got a couple shots of what Joe took during the State of the Union. So I'm
feeling it. All right. Enjoy the sunshine. There he is, Tony
QC Kinetics. QC Kinetics, Dawn.
We love you, Tony, and we love QC Kinetics. Look, this is a beautiful time of year. It's like spring, 70-degree-plus weather this week. You got to stop. Stop letting that pain in your joints keep you from living your best life. Just call my friends at QC Kinetics now, the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. I'm talking lasting joint pain relief. No surgery, no drugs, no downtime. QC Kinetics is transforming lives. Their advanced treatments harness your own body's ability to restore and, yes, actually repair your damaged joint tissue. Pro athletes, they have been doing this. They've known about this for decades. And finally, this life-changing treatment, it's available for you right now, available for all of us. So you can walk, run, climb stairs, play golf, do what you want to do pain-free, no pain pills, no risky surgery, an all-natural solution. Just call QC Kinetics, and for tens of thousands of satisfied patients, they're reclaiming their mobility, and you need to do that now. Take action and call. Here's the number, 215-993-3000. Call for a free consultation, QC Kinetics, 215-993-3000, QC Kinetics, 215-993-3000.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.